Now, saying this just for a second, a couple brief, very brief things. One, the mafia-like crime family, so who's the godfather here? Do you really think that Assad is smart enough, maybe ruthless enough, is he smart enough to actually be the head of this family, or do you think that it's his father's cronies who are still hanging around?
Well, I'm not going to dissect the insides of this family, except that he is the president of the country. He bears full responsibility.
Okay. But do you really believe, just to follow on that one point, Matt, do you really believe that if he were to step down or be taken out of power, that the violence in Syria is going to stop? You really think he's the sole person that's calling the shots here?
He is the symbol, the president of this regime that is leading this violence. He is, you know, we saw this interview with him some months ago where he claimed that he wasn't issuing the orders, etc. From our perspective, it is inconceivable that you can be president of the country and not take responsibility for what your security forces are doing. With regard to where this might go, you've heard the president, you've heard the secretary say with increasing force and pointedness over the last couple of weeks that it is high time for those members of the regime, those members of the military, those members of the business community that are still supporting this president, that are still supporting this family, that are still obeying orders to kill innocent people, need to think twice about what they're doing, need to think twice about the blood that they have on their hands and make a different decision for the dignity of their people and the future of their country. We've seen a number of generals defect in recent days, making exactly that point, that they are no longer going to stand with this bloody man, with these bloody policies.